Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The Prime Minister's regular Thursday update on the coronavirus is being awaited today with some apprehension as contamination figures remain at worrying levels. Jean Castex will make his announcement this evening, which will shed light on the government's latest plans to best contain the spread of COVID-19 as hospitals come under increasing pressure. Mr. Castex is visiting a hospital in Metz today, where he will talk to medical staff about the management of the vaccination campaign. As of today, citizens over the age of 75 can register for the vaccine and appointments can be made either by telephone or online, although there have been issues on the Santé.fr site. The campaign comes into full force next week, when 600 specially dedicated centres will start to open across France and be available in all départements by the end of the month. As part of this evening's announcement, there are rumours of a stricter curfew and weekend lockdowns, as well as a review on whether schools remain fully open. Suggestions of closing school canteens and only having classes on alternate days are also under discussion. And in China, where the virus first originated, new cases are being confirmed after a period of 8 months. There has been a resurgence in COVID cases recently at a time when experts from the World Health Organization are in China to investigate further on how the coronavirus started. They are having to respect a 2-week quarantine period prior to starting work. 2 years after the legal process began, what is being dubbed as the case of the century is finally making it to a Paris courtroom. 4 NGOs are bringing a case against the government over its responsibilities for climate change, claiming that there has been little effort made to tackle global warming by the French state. The government has denied the claims and is highlighting its aim to reach carbon neutrality by 2050. And finally, an original artwork of Tintin drawn by the artist Hergé in 1936 is at auction today in Paris. Destined as the cover of the Blue Lotus, it is expected to reach between 2 and 3 million euros. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.